chapter 42 to 44. The envoys have announced a good message to us from the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Jesus, the Anointed One, was sent from God. Therefore, the Anointed One is from God, and the envoys are from the Anointed One. Accordingly, both things came in proper order, according to the will of God. Therefore, having received their set of messages, and being fully assured because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and established in the account of God, with full assurance of a Holy Spirit, they went forth, announcing a good message that the kingdom of God was at hand. Therefore, by preaching in this way, through country and cities, they appointed the first fruits, after testing them by a spirit, to be overseers and ministers of those who should afterwards have faith. And they did this without innovation. For many times ago, it was written concerning overseers and ministers. For this is what the writing says in a certain place: I will establish their overseers in righteousness, and their ministers in faith. And how marvelous is it if those who had been entrusted in the Anointed One by God with such a work appointed the persons we have previously mentioned. And after all, the blessed Moses, a faithful servant in all his house, recorded in the consecrated books all the things which were commanded to him. And the other prophets followed him, testifying with one consent to the laws laid down by him. For when envy arose concerning the priesthood, and the tribes quarreled as to which of them should be honored with that glorious name, he directed the 12 tribal chiefs to bring him rods inscribed with the name of each tribe. And, taking them, he bound them and sealed them with the rings of the tribal chiefs, and laid them up in the tent of the testimony on the table of God. And having shut the tent, he sealed the keys in the doors. And he spoke to them, "Men, brethren, the tribe whose rod shall blossom, this one God has chosen to be the priests and to perform the duty to him." Now when the morning had come, he assembled all Israel, 600,000 men, and showed the seals to the tribal chiefs, and opened the tent of the testimony, and brought out the rods. And the rod of Aaron was found not only to have blossomed, but instead to have even borne fruit upon it. What do you think, beloved? Did not Moses know beforehand that this would happen? Undoubtedly he knew. Instead, he acted in this way so that no disorder might arise in Israel, that the name of the true and only God might be glorified, to whom be the glory to the ages of the ages. Amen. And our envoys knew, through our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, that there would be rivalry on account of the overseer's name. Therefore, for this reason, having received complete foreknowledge, they appointed the above-mentioned men, and afterwards gave them permanence, so that, when they should fall asleep, different approved men should succeed them in their duty. Therefore, we are of the opinion that those appointed by them, or afterwards by other reputable men, with the consent of the whole assembly, and who have blamelessly performed their duty to the flock of the Anointed One, in humility, calmly and nobly, also having the testimony of everyone for a long time, cannot be rightly deposed from the duty. For it will be no small sin for us if we depose from the oversight those who have blamelessly offered up the gifts in sacredness. Blessed are those elders who, having finished their course before now, have obtained a fruitful and perfect departure. For now, they do not need to beware that anyone should deprive them from the region assigned to them. For we see that in spite of their beautiful conduct, all of you have forced some men from a duty which they have fulfilled blamelessly with honor.